damn good. My dad and I played a lot of golf together when I was a kid, but I gave it up long ago after I hurt my knee. Dad's kept at it and plays now and then with a group of guys that, like him, are getting on in years and accumulating health problems. When Dad's usual partners were out of commission with a variety of illnesses, he asked me to join him at Deneen, a friendly but challenging par 3 course, even though his cancer had long since turned into a grueling ordeal. Diabetes was causing trouble, and his kidneys were failing. So, we set out on our golfing adventure, and after I got a couple of warm-up holes out of the way, I settled down to consistent bogeys, which I wasn't too disappointed with, considering how rusty I was. But Dad, in spite of being sick and feeling weak and dizzy, Dad shot par after par after par, with only a couple of bogeys along the way. Typically, he was a little short of the green from the tee, then recovered with an excellent chip shot that set him up for a single putt. On the third or fourth hole, I got my camera out while Dad lined up a 12-footer. I clicked just as the ball dropped into the cup. It was that kind of day. Good golfers, a lot younger than Dad, and without debilitating illnesses, would be proud of shooting a 2-over-par round. And sometime, if Tiger Woods lives long enough and gets terribly sick, maybe he'll go out on a golf course because he'd rather play, though feeling crappy, than stay at home and feel sorry for himself. And if he does, he'll be doing damn good if he plays as well as my dad did on June 3rd, 1999. This old world's been waiting a long time for someone who would love it like it deserves to be loved. Now, the wait is over.